Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to our call this week in the Chungmo Meridian. And I want to start off by explaining there was a little bit of a mix-up. I ended up doing 2 weeks in a row of the Transform Worry into Clarity in Chungmo. So apparently we needed a double dose for that one. So what that does is it actually extends our schedule by one extra week. And I know I sent out the email with the other title, which we're actually going to do today in this week's session. Okay, so as we work today, we are now into the transforming joy, or pardon me, sadness and overexcitement into relief, and looking at all the other forms of false joy. So that's going to be our focus for today, in case anyone was a bit confused as to what was happening there. I want to say I had a bit of a menopause moment, and I hope you'll just laugh that one off with me, as it wasn't the only factor. There were some other interesting things happening in life at that time. I had some interesting news just before our call that day with some two really good friends going through a very surprising out of the blue divorce, and I found out literally the moment before. So it's a little bit also shaken up, I suppose, from that, as it factors into not necessarily my body talk community, but in other realms and other communities that I have significant relationships in. So I just want to let that be known, and I hope you'll join me in having a bit of a giggle over that. And the bonus is that we all get an extra session out of the deal. So I'm pretty stoked for that. And last but not least, I had a little bit of an announcement down below if you were scrolled down in your email notification from yesterday, that Transform Emotions into Energy is scheduled and underway. We will be putting out advertising for that later today, and I say we, like I have a team, that would be lovely, that would be me. I'll be putting out advertising for that later today, and know that Transform Emotions into Energy number 5, can you believe that we're on the 5th one, is something that's open to everybody. It's complimentary, and it's always free for everybody. And I ask that it's free as long as you share it with somebody, whether you share it on Instagram or Facebook, that would be ideal for me. But if you share it in some other way and send it through a private message or a verbal conversation with people, we still have those, right? It's always my joke. Then feel free to do it however you may feel called to, if you feel called to. No actual pressure to follow through on that, but it definitely helps me spread my reach and spread the word of that. And it's actually something near and dear to my heart to be able to offer the Transform Emotions into Energy series every year in Mental Health Month. Our family lines have, in my family lineage, have had some significant cases of that. So this is my opportunity to be able to give back to others in a form of celebration of all the great years I've had in this business, as well as to honor my family. So it does double duty in a myriad of ways. So I'm really, really excited for this year. Every year is just a little bit different as I seem to approach the exact same material with new lenses, new understandings, and this year will be absolutely no different. You might see a few new little bits and pieces come down the pipes. And that'll kickstart us as well into the next year of Buddhas and Butterflies, which is officially the Trauma Freed. Trauma Freed is our title, as we'll be exploring all the different all the different responses to trauma that our system has. I'll overlay that with the 5 elements. I'm reevaluating exactly how I'm going to do that. I've had a couple of different ideas, and I'm toggling. A new inspiration is coming in, as it always does. 11th hour is the time where that seems to kick in always. And I'll be updating you exactly as to how that's going to unfold, but know that it will involve trauma, it will involve the 5 elements in some way, shape, or form, and we'll be sticking to our normal schedule where we do the 3 weeks of transforming fear, anger, grief, integration, and then so on and so forth, just as we have been all year long. The other thing that I'll be adding in that you guys haven't experienced this year, as much of anyways, is during the integration weeks, so you're going to see more breath work. You're going to see more breath work enter the scene. And it won't necessarily all be always breath work for every integration session, but it will become a little bit more involved, as I'm finding that that's honestly one of the most supportive measures, and particularly in integrating trauma. And that's been over the last 4 or 5 years or so of studying, as I've been integrating that in a myriad of different ways and experiences and researching it through different lenses. So I think that's all the announcements. So I think we're ready to rock and roll into today's session. So I'll invite you to get nice and comfy cozy with me. Moving your bodies around, shifting, shimmying, wiggling, woggling. And as you get settled, invitation to begin here by means of breathing. Every inhale, an opportunity to call in, to receive. To drink in life. And every exhale, an opportunity to release, to let go, to make space, to allow. And every breath, an opportunity to sink a little deeper into that cushion below you. And if any part of that is pleasant, even neutral, taking time to savor that, to steep yourself in that, like a warm cup of tea. And as you steep in all of this pleasantness, I'm going to invite you to actually scan for more. Outwardly with your eyes open or inwardly with your eyes closed, whatever feels right for you in this moment. Taking time to drop in and scan, outwardly or inwardly. And as you scan that environment, looking for anything in particular that's again pleasant to neutral. Anything in particular that's pleasant to neutral. And when you land on that thing, noticing what it is you like the most about it. Perhaps there's a color, or the way the shadow, the light, the reflection dances. Perhaps it's the shape or the size, or what it means for you, what it represents. Whatever you're drawn to, I'm gonna invite you to take time to drink that in, to again really mindfully savor that, receiving this with all the delight that it brings you. And as you steep yourself in this delight, I invite you to breathe that in, to drink that in just a little bit deeper by means of breathing that inside of you. All the way through your entire body mind, breathing that all the way through the inside of you. As you invite that to go global inside of you, noticing what happens inside the body mind, how that feels. As you notice that, any part that feels pleasant and neutral there gets to also be savored and appreciated. Drunk in a little deeper. Thank you. Thank you for being you and bringing all of you here today. And thank you to all that's gone into creating that very special you. Thank you to your families, your lineages, your ancestors. And thank you to all that's gone into you showing up today in the form of your villages and all that may have been required for you to find yourself here in these moments today, gathered in sweet connection together here with us all. And the deepest of thank yous to those that have caretaken and stewarded these lands that nourish us all the way back, all the way through our family history, and that may continue onwards in good ways for those to come. Thank you. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Blessings on your journey. As we start off today's session, perhaps if you're called to, see if you can breathe just a little bit more into that chest. Expanding it in ways wherever it may feel like it's potentially just a little bit stuck or collapsed in some way, shape, or form. Or perhaps noticing where that breath isn't quite traveling to, where is it not going? And if you have a sense of that, the invitation is to notice that musculature around the chest. We're going to run lymphatic drainage through this entire chest region, starting with the musculature. And as that softens, it's going to continue to go through into the bones and into all the other organs, endocrines, and the other anatomy structures that are here, along with all their energy fields. And as we run lymphatic circulation, draining out toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, and in particular today, releasing anything that makes you feel or is somehow associated with self-consciousness, any triggers of self-consciousness. And we're going to link that all into the sixth house, house of practical action, house of being in service to the health of our body mind. Then we're going to do the same thing for the sacrum, cleaning out toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, and in particular self-consciousness again. At this very foundational place. And we're going into the sacrum, is kind of shaped like a pizza pie, and just like one piece, one slice of pizza. And it has some holes in it, and the holes are where some nerves go through. So we're particularly paying close attention to where those nerves go through in the holes of the sacrum. And as we work in this terrain, we need to also unwind the connective tissue of the sacrum. It's ever so slightly shifted down into the left side. And as we offer it some realignment, it also highlights something that's hanging on to the tailbone and to the sphenoid via that liver meridian. The liver meridian runs mostly from the inside of the leg up through to the crown of the head, and it has a particular penchant, shall we say, for guarding, protecting the genitals and the chest alike, along with portions again of that top of the crown of the head. And as you work within the territory of the liver meridian, and particularly where it's hanging in a way or putting pressure somehow off of the tailbone, coccyx, and the sphenoid, I just hear the words, "You irritate me." Like, you irritate me so much. It's got like that sort of tone to it. This is a type of anger that's actually associated with depression, although sometimes it's easier to feel the anger than it is the depression, because we sometimes get so tanked in our depression that our body minds decide to layer on some anger just to support our capacity to stand more powerfully in ourselves. And I also think that it's there to help traverse and move our way through the depression. So not just for I need to feel some empowerment here, but in a way that's useful to create momentum that allows that suppression to shift. So in a way, we're going to actually use this anger for good. All those times in which you felt really irritated. All those times in which you felt particularly irritated by somebody else. And we're actually linking that into the very core of your being, into the spine, in through the Sushumna, the energy channel of the nervous system. And supporting the body mind in becoming centered within itself again. And using the momentum from that anger, from those irritations to rest in the core of you again. And as your body lands in the very center, in the very core of you, on the other side of that release of the irritation, the liver meridian begins to actually do a different role. It actually begins to not just center us, but also protect us through the lens of the feminine, which we don't always talk about protection in the feminine. We often think of the protection being the domain of the masculine. Yeah, the liver meridian, as we look at its role in protection, also needs to, as it's transitioning into a supportive way of being for us, we also need to release the old patterns of thinking that for the feminine, the way that we protect ourselves is by shutting down, and the way that we protect others is by shutting them down. So, don't do that. Don't take that risk. Be cautious. You might even begin to hear your own mother's voice or those that have caretaken you from that maternal role's voices. And as you notice that edge coming in, wherever it may have been found, know that we're actually going to also integrate this in a supportive, useful way as we work with redefining what protection is to the feminine for you. So you can actually receive their intent and their helpfulness without necessarily being hardwired into how it is they wanted you to receive it. But you get to actually receive now the energetic protection of those that are in your family lineage, all the way back, all the way through, receiving their good intentions without necessarily combining it with their ways of acting it out or behavior. And as we do this redefining of what protection is to the feminine, we're actually going to write a Sidri on it. So they continue for the next 8 days. That's going to continue through our next session and a day beyond. And as we work with it, bringing in see circulation of all the healing resources. And just before I name them, I'll mention that this is not just for the liver meridian, but also for the very edges of the hearts. Okay, so bringing in C, circulation of blood that carries our passion, nerve our communication, lymph that drains those toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, along with sheer vitality, consciousness or awareness, right down into all the little guys, the electrons, protons, solitons, neutrons. Also working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor, endorphins, hormones, and endocannabinoids that lower inflammation, lower anxiety, lower depression, help our nervous and our immune system alike to heal, and for that matter, most of our body mind. Also circulating the balance of yin and yang, feminine and masculine, and running hydration, helping to take in water and joy and releasing any impurities that just don't need to be here. With that underway, we're going to run the D for defrag, much like a computer defrag or a spring clean, taking out all the clutter that doesn't need to be here, what remains to be readily reorganized and utilized for healing. Then all the R's, reevaluation, recontextualization, reprioritization, getting out of rock and hard place type of thinking, opening up to possibilities where it may have seemed like there was none before. Integration, introspection, shift the underlying consciousness. Thinking of this as the release, the surrender, the letting go. And as we do this, we're actually going to run another Sidri, on the family habit pattern that's gone quite a ways through 18 generations through the women in both sides of the family lines this time, mums and dads. But it's in all the females. It's actually locked into the estrogen and their circulation of estrogen through their system. And it's tied into the pattern of, I'm going to call it learned silencing. This idea of you're protected as long as you keep your mouth shut and don't say anything. As long as you don't get lippy, is the wording that I might have heard in childhood. Maybe you did too. Or any other versions of words that you may have heard. And as we work with this theme of learned silencing, this time the surgery is taking place through different areas. It's coming through the mouth, not surprisingly, and through to the tongue, the throat, and then into the very edges of the hyoid bone, the floating bone that hangs out in the middle of our throat, and also around the cartilage or our thyroid glands. And also through to the trachea and all of the cartilaginous tissues there present within it. And as we work in this terrain, offering that surgery with the exact same steps that I just finished outlining, know that this one's going to run a little longer. This one's going to go for 12 days. And it's bringing in as well the planetary, not pardon me, the planet, the element of wood, which works with the liver, the gallbladder. Okay, and as we do that, we're gonna actually link the Chung Mo up to the liver, up to the gallbladder, to support it in releasing this pattern for us. Okay, and then to support the Chung Mo in doing that rule, we actually need to run a cellular repair on it around not having felt useful in the past. It's like it's tried to do this for us many, many times and yet never seemed to be able to have enough juice to get the job done. Now that it's a priority, there's room for this to be met differently and for new results to happen with it. So you actually need to fortify the Chung Mo itself by bringing in the planetary energy of the sun, bringing in the fullest expression of our life force potential possible. And we're going to bring in the acupuncture point along the stomach meridian. It's about 4 finger widths down the outside edge of the knee. And as we work with that, linking it through to actually the entire stomach meridian, working with the consciousness of transition that the stomach meridian is famous for. Okay, and as we support the Chung Mo in receiving the capacity to be resilient, even amongst changes, to be fortified, even amongst all that's transpiring that might be new and different, we need to link it through to the 12th house. As it's the house of the liver, and also it's the house where we get to release old toxic patterns that really get to be laid down and come to an ending point. And as we work with releasing learned silencing, learned silencing, all the other things that go with that, the ways that you be able to manage those times in which you stayed quiet or didn't speak up, get to be included here collectively. And as that rolls through, linking it into the 12th house once again, this time linking it through to the planets that hang out here, particularly that of Jupiter, which is very much about expansion and growth. On the other side of learned silencing, pardon me, the growth and expansion that becomes available also looks a lot different. As we honor what that means to step into what's on the other side of this expression that's been stifled or held back in some way, shape, or form out of fear, out of caution, out of good reason. That's no longer required to be here, as there's other very good reasons present. Gets to be transcended, and very interestingly enough, linking this through to now the crown of the head, through to the crown chakra. I see it almost like a weight coming off of the part of the liver meridian that hangs out here and teasing that away from the crown chakra. And as it releases, releasing any patterns to stay small or to keep your expression, your voice of you teeny tiny, or whisper quiet, or seen but not heard. And as those patterns begin to wash away through the liver meridian, the crown chakra begins to light up to transcend even more powerfully. And one of the images that's often associated with the crown chakra is that of the lotus flower, the thousand-petaled lotus flower, is how it's often referred to as, that is thought to open up petal by petal by petal. I'm actually just seeing this flower bloom brilliantly here for you today. And linking that essence of new growth, new possibility now through to the entire liver meridian, as well as in through the throat, the tongue, the mouth. And those flowers inviting in deeper connection to that which is beautiful, to beauty itself, as well as to that which is feminine, that which transcends, that which has the wisdom, the very deep knowing that's down to the very marrow of our bones that cannot be hidden from conditioning, by conditioning. Well, it may be covered up for a while, but it's still there. It's still there. As we go down into the very bones, the very ancestral bones, where this wisdom was also carried amongst all their pain and all of their learned silenceness, there's also a very primal connection to what it meant to express, not for fear, but for celebration, for praise, for joy. And often that was offered to the community. Often that was offered to that which is greater, the eternal, the energy of spirit, creator, God, universe, whatever the name may be for you. If you can imagine in a way that energy of celebration coming through your bones, all the way up to your heart, and out to its energy fields for maximum expression to your entire village, your entire community, to your entire aspect of all of you, to all the selves, to your higher self. And as this sneaks out and steeps out into the world around you, this offering of praise, this offering of celebration energy, I wonder what it calls in. I wonder what it calls back into the very soul of your being. I invite you to breathe that in as we tap this part out here. Just giving that around a gentle breath. Then, interestingly enough, we're actually going to do a environmental balancing to the energy of smoke. Whether that was in the form of cigarettes or THC or anything else that we smoke these days, I'm out of the loop. But all the things that we smoke, there's all sorts of herbal cigarettes and things like that, along with the energy of like wildfire smoke that might be in your environment, tis the season for it. It's especially rich, it seems, in Alberta, and it's starting to get some in Saskatchewan now too, and other places. And excuse me, I've got a link through to, again, the ancestral lines, and we're going through to, excuse me again, going through to the times in which rampant fires caused all sorts of location shifts that were unanticipated. So it was like this blind side, this shock of not knowing that this fire was coming and having destruction. And as we work with this energy of what fire and the burning down brought, we're also releasing the old patterns of the need to flight, the need to fight, the need to run away, get away, or somehow protect and fight against the fire. And this was very much involving full expression of voice, of body movement, of breath, to be engaged in these opportunities to survive through the mechanisms of fight and flight. Yet the cost of that over time became quite high as those patterns got stored in places in our bodies that were no longer as useful, as we don't necessarily fight or flight in the same way. We live in a different time in which things like this are handled differently. And those old patterns of doing it, although useful, may no longer be serving in the same way. We actually need to unhook those off of the very brain stem and off of the reptilian brain as a whole. The brain stem is very much included in the reptilian brain. And the reptilian brain, if it had a mantra, would say, "You're safe, you're alive, but don't change a thing. Don't change anything." So this is how these patterns get carried forward over generation after generation after generation. And as we work with this, running a cellular repair, restoring the cells back to their fullest potential of health through to the brain stem, and I see it on the right side, and then running circulation of all those same healing resources in a C tree through to the entire emotional brain, and then down through to the reptilian brain, and in particular through, again, that right side of the brain stem. And then we're circulating that all the way through those different layers of the brain, and then connecting that emotional brain over top of or into the reptilian brain in a way that reestablishes healthy hierarchy, as the emotional brain is meant to influence the reptilian brain. And then we're ready to layer on now the cortical brain, so it can help to address that typical response of fight or flight. And interesting, this is very metaphorical, but if you can imagine all 17 reciprocals that we use in body talk that help to realign the body, in particular in cross patterns, left to right, as that's how we walk, and we link things like our hips and our shoulders, our elbows and our knees, our wrists and our ankles, and so on and so forth, the list goes on. And there's other ways that we link things together that might not always have an opposite side, but just for now, I'm going to invite you to imagine that they do. And I invite you to imagine that that crisscross pattern can play out through the brain, linking the cortical brain through to the emotional brain in a cross pattern, which anatomically isn't quite accurate, but energetically plays a distinct role. And that cross pattern continues all the way through the emotional brain into the reptilian, all the way down into where the reptilian brain anatomically does indeed cross over the motor tracts, decussate here, meaning decussate is a fancy word for crossover, pardon me, where the pattern of the left brain controlling the right body and the right brain controlling the left body, that happens at that crossover point in the brain stem itself. And as you work with it, restoring healthy crisscross pattern all the way through here, know that this actually is something that's really important, as in trauma, whenever there's significant traumas, the crisscross patterning often gets lost through the system. It's why you've seen me link things same side to same side, which goes against sort of how we're originally taught to work with reciprocals and body talk, yet in the initial learning stages of it, yet in the advanced work, which I've seen John demonstrate over the years, there's often rules like that that get sort of not quite broken, but honoring where the other ways of supporting links may be necessary. And just giving you a bit of backstory as to why that might be now. This is all because of primarily trauma. There's more to that story. I won't take too much time with it right now. And as we rewire the crisscross patterning in the brain in this way around smoke, around smokiness in our world, we're also releasing those things that form almost like a fog or a haze that create like a smokiness in of themselves that don't quite allow for clarity that occlude your vision, your sensing of it through any of these senses, whether that be touch, taste, smell, sound, or vision. Imagine that those can get a little bit clouded over from time to time, and we may get stuck in our old familiar ways of being because of that occlusion, and it might feel like there's no way out. As we balance to this, we're also balancing you to any other related traumas that carry that same vibrational energy or resonance of, I can't quite find my way out here. How do I get out of this one? What does this mean? Why am I stuck in this particular pattern? So whatever that pattern is that you can't quite seem to figure out in your life, it feels occluded or smoked over, I'm gonna call it. This is what we're up to working with here, alongside of the environmental balancing to the smoke itself. And with that, we're also going to run a body chemistry on the very lung tissue itself as it works with surrender as well as energetic circulation as a whole, giving capacity for your energy to circulate throughout your entire body, mind, and give life. To give the very breath, to give the breath of life room to move all the way through the tissues of the lungs and then from there into the body mind. And you can imagine that smoke, just like we might have a tendency to cough on physical smoke, we may have a tendency to get shut down in our sense of energetic circulation and our understanding of where our energy comes from in the first place by that same smoky, foggy, haze type of energy that makes us, in a way, almost a little bit dull at times for perceiving what's actually here, creates just too much to see through at times. And as we work with that, allowing for the lungs to begin to filter that out, almost as if they can detox, much like they do physical smoke, they also get to detox those other holding patterns where we can't quite see our way clearly through some sort of fogginess that we may find ourselves in life. And as the lungs filter that through, running a body chemistry to balance that, supporting the immune system in releasing any old perceived feelings of rejection, any times in which you felt rejected because of, again, that fuzziness, that cloudiness, that haziness, that fogginess. And due to that rejection, feeling not so acceptable, not so lovable, and not so worthy, not enough. Something lacking here. So there was this perceived meaning that God clung to that was inaccurate. Nothing more. Nothing more. And now we get to set that down. We set that down, and that gets to include all those times in which you were told that you are, fill in the blank. That actually creates that same type of haziness, fogginess, cloudiness in terms of perceiving yourself with accuracy. And as you set that pattern down, doing an environmental balancing to the family, as well as to any other beings that may have held that patterning, held that voice of you are, fill in the blank. And as you release the need to be, I'll say, beholden to those identities that were projected upon you, I wonder what's underneath. I wonder what's underneath. Around, beyond, without that pattern calling the shot, so to speak. And as you release that, maybe there's potentially a little bit more clarity. We're going to actually link the Chung Mo Meridian into animating that, giving rise to energizing that which serves you and your clarity and your consciousness, expression of that through confidence. Through using your voice, your expression gets to come alive. And the nonverbal expression gets to be even louder, even bolder, even bigger than it may have been before. And this is all defined by the sense of agency, meaning this happens on your terms now. We're linking this into House 12. House of endings, releasing, surrendering, allowing, house of making space for all of you, all that you are. Without all those old conditionings, projections, trapping, holding you into old ways. Whatever that pattern might be for you today. Or maybe there's more than one. And as that begins to unfold, I actually see your entire energy through the side body begin to spiral all the way down vertically, but in a way that actually opens you up from the inside out. This spiral invites the very core, the very center of you to come forward, and the very edges of you to fall back. In a way that the side body falls back, much like the liver meridian, I had the same sort of image of it too, doing this. I just didn't speak to it as fluently then, but the edges begin to roll back in a way that actually allow for the center of you to be even more firmly supported as you open into not necessarily the old ways that protection may have felt in your system, but as you open into a new way of feeling protection through the feminine by means of opening up. There may be actually the capacity to receive even more support as you honor this new way of protection, this new way of protecting you by means of opening up. And as we open up, we actually get to see what's here, and we get to more joyfully greet it perhaps, or there might be some other emotions, and that too gets to be welcomed. However, the body-mind is relating to that. Welcoming it all and being here. And as these emotions open up in these new ways, there might be more room. There might be more room to be with them, even if they're a little bit challenging. There gets to be more space for them to be held and for you to be held as you sit with that all. And we're linking that into permissions. And the permissions are simply here with these three words, perhaps the most powerful words there are. I see you. I see you. And as you see yourself, as you see you, as you see you as you really are, perhaps all the other conditioning gets to slide off to the side just for a moment. As you get to land even more honestly in your perception of self. Then I hear, closely followed by perhaps another set of powerful words, or perhaps they're even more powerful. And the words here are, I love myself. I love myself. And as we work with that, as that begins to be received as nourishment by the cells, to whatever degree it's available. And then it might initially boot up some old toxic patterns of rejection, of going, nah, And those get to be welcome too. And as you work with them, as you see those arise, and there sure are, pardon me, there are sure to be something in there around that realm. Most of us have some of that. Yeah, we're actually going to work with body chemistry to detox what I've labeled as a toxic pattern. Might actually become something that's not so toxic after all. Perhaps the only thing toxic about it was the judgments around it all. As we release that judgment, perhaps that energy that was latently hidden in there, gets to become available for vitalizing the system. And on the other side of that body chemistry, returning that energy that was used to hold those old patterns into place. Just to be even more deeply into your awareness of who and what you truly are. Linking that now to the essence again of the Chung Mo, which, as I've often referred to, helps to lift things up. You get to decide, is that support? Is that protection? Is it both? Maybe support in that way becomes protective as it fuels us and animates us. As it fuels and animates our other meridians and supports us in being here, present, alive, in a way that we get to feel fulfilled. And related to that, running another permissions, the words here are, it's safe to take in fulfillment. It's safe to take in fulfillment. And as I offer that, releasing both fear as well as sadness around the theme of, the second I step into feeling fulfilled, it gets squashed. The other shoe drops, something collapses. Then I have to start all over and build myself back up again. This is tying in somewhat to last week's session here. And as we work with this, stepping into fulfillment gets to be supportively met, I'll say it that way, with new senses as we actually take a moment to wash away those old experiences around fulfillment being somehow negative or challenging. And that's going all the way back to early childhood, this time to age 2, in which you felt like all the new cool things that you were learning about yourself, about your body, about your mind, weren't necessarily super celebrated or praised and greeted in the way that you would have wanted them to, in the way that you would have wanted them to have been met. So I invite you to imagine now yourself as a 2-year-old. And as you imagine yourself as a 2-year-old, also remembering that you're still a part of you that's an adult here with me. And as you see yourself at 2, or sense yourself at 2, however your senses are operating today is perfect. Noticing where that little one may have felt a bit challenged in having their needs be celebrated. Pardon me, and having their need of celebration being met. Perhaps they wanted to have their drawing celebrated. Perhaps they wanted their song, their dance, their new discovery of a bug. Whatever it may have been, whatever it may have been, I invite you as an adult to step into that memory and to celebrate the absolute shit out of it. To celebrate the absolute shit out of it. And making like a way over the top big deal for this little one, much like you have probably done for some other little one in your life, whether it was your own child or a niece or a nephew or some other little being. And as we get to celebrate, maybe there's a happy dance that goes with it. Maybe there's a song, maybe there's words, maybe there's hugs, maybe there's balloons. Getting to celebrate it however this little one wants to celebrate it the most. And as you work with this celebration energy, embracing the lightness, there might even be some laughter. Feeling that, sensing that, steeping yourself in this energy, in this feeling. And as you deeply drink that in into this body mind of yours here and now. as you honor this little one here and now, offering them your thanks. Thank you for this rich opportunity, and feel free to let them know if it feels right that you might check in on them again. And maybe there is actually more here to celebrate and come alive and joy again. And as we offer this imagination exercise to our body minds here as an adult, letting your little one know, thank you so much. I'll be back when and as needed. Again, if that wording feels right. And as you come back to yourself here, steeping in that celebration energy and all that you receive, drinking that through into the very midline, into the very core, through the spine, through the Sushumna, the central channel, through the Chung Mo meridian, as well as the governing and conception vessel meridians, our primary, masculine and feminine meridians, and steeping that in the very center of you. What is it to reconnect to getting to celebrate, to getting to notice what praise feels like? Taking time to savor how this feels and drinking this in just a little bit deeper by means of breathing it in, allow that energy, if it feels right, to go global throughout the body mind now, from the midline, spreading out to the very edges. And as that goes out to the edges, I'm going to invite you to bring the back of your skull to the wall behind you or the floor, wherever you are. And do, it might be super tiny, I probably won't even see it if I could see you on camera. Imagine that your neck is little teeny tiny circles, much smaller than you're seeing me even do. In a way that as you move with that head back and the neck circling, invites the chin potentially to drop down just a little bit. As you do this, we get to orient ourselves to our position and the position that we come from in life. As you orient to what it means to be in celebration of life, check it out again. What does this feel like? What energy does this call alive in you? And what might be possible from here? How might you express from here? What might you focus on from here? Perhaps this is the rich nourishment that your system is craving. And as you drink that in, notice if you can take it in just 1% more and what that might offer you. Then we're doing an emotional release by feeling overwhelmed by joy, feeling like it might be a flooding where in the past overexcitement has led to things that haven't gone very well. You might have been punished, perhaps even harshly for it. And as you release that overwhelm, it's coming off of the lining of the spinal column, the dura mater, arachnoid mater, pia mater, meninges, along with the lining of the Sushumna energetically. And sometimes I imagine that the Sushumna, the Taji pool, that intersection where the chakras and the meridians are all the same thing. And just for now, I'm going to take that liberty. Although people in various disciplines that don't necessarily associate those as the same might take a bit of offense to that. Just for now, I'm going to liberty that on up, free that on up. I'm going to take that liberty and offer that as a release of overwhelm from all the various points where all of your chakras meet all of your meridians. Releasing that overwhelm, that part of me, that fear of overwhelm of joy, that fear of overwhelm of good things. And as that releases, so too does the belief system that that's not for me. And with it goes any, I'll call them fixed mindsets that say, this is how it's going to be. The ones that don't necessarily allow for a lot of spaciousness, for room for growth. And as we work with that, we're going to also go into the part of our brain that likes to set things, create fixed points for us, which is the hypothalamus, which governs in part our pituitary gland, and from there all of our endocrine system. As we work with the hypothalamus, a part of our emotional brain, we need to do an emotional release of sadness from the right side. And we're going to run body chemistry for both bacteria and viruses. And although I haven't spoken to this in this way for a while, bacteria are thought to feed on anger and viruses on fear. So this is also cleaning out layers of anger and fear alongside of everything else through here. Okay, and as that comes off of the right side, the left side releases old grief. And with it, the need to be stoic or cold or callous just to figure out how to get through life. Beautiful. And with that set down, running the permissions, it's safe to go for it. It's safe to go for it now. And as we clean out anything that says otherwise, it's coming out of the midline of the system. And I see that release almost like a thin layer of black smoke up and out through the midline, up and out through the mouth. And it's releasing where this pattern was first picked up, was in the womb, in which the mouth was just developing at that time frame in the very first trimester, very early on, first few weeks. As we release that pattern from, I'll say, its roots, offering the same for the ancestral lines all the way back, and handing back anything that says we aren't here to celebrate, back to where that came from. All the way back until source itself. I invite you to breathe and receive as we tap this out here. As we bring this in for a nice soft landing. I'm so happy to hear the messages, all that you've gotten to set down. Thank you for sharing that. I have a short song It's about 4 minutes. I won't be able to pronounce any of these names and do them justice. The name of the song is Wooloo Lalu. It's from the album spelled DJALIYA. And then the artists, there's three of them, Able Sissoko, Volker Goez, and Francois Verli. And I invite you to connect to the energy of celebration here, breathing that in through all the way through. On the other side of smoke, we get to celebrate and come alive. Thank you so much for all of that energy, and thank you so much for being here, bringing all of you to the table. Such a joy to get to work with you all in these ways, as always. And mwah, mwah, mwah. All the gratitude and all the blessings as you make your way for the rest of your day and your week ahead. Okay. Bye for now, y'all. I'm so glad it was fun for you. Yay. Okay. All right, y'all. Mwah. Bye for now.